Catherine Murphy, The Guardian's political editor, is back. Welcome.
You sound excited, Patricia. Isn't that lovely?
I was born excited, Catherine. Talk to me about Essendon and the political dimensions of this debate. We just heard Brendan O'Connor weigh in there. Peter Dutton has. Is this a religious discrimination debate now?
Oh, well and truly. Look, everybody will come off the long run on this one, I think. It's sort of a case study, I guess, that highlights the intrinsic difficulties associated with sort of reconciling conflicting rights, right? We had this debate during the religious discrimination legislation before the election, and there's sort of been a long-standing debate in Australia about this. But look, it is really hard, I think, to sort of reconcile those conflicting rights in the absence of a holistic approach. One of the things that's concerned me about this debate for a long period of time is we've got sort of conservatives who line up sort of wanting religious freedoms protected, but that same cohort, of course, you know, would rather sort of injure themselves than support a Bill of Rights, which would be more holistic in terms of how you go about or look at the process of codifying and balancing different rights. So, I mean, it would be nice if we could have an intelligent conversation. Do you reckon we'll have that?
I say nothing, although we try to have very intelligent conversations, at least on this show. Hey, let's talk about the debate on the 2024 tax cuts. It's yep. heating up. Mm-hmm. There's talk of modifying them. We had a confirmation just there from Brendan O'Connor, active conversations going on. Where's yep. this going?
Well, look, I think it's a bit too soon to say, Patricia. Certainly, the Treasurer and the Finance Minister are doing what economic ministers do, and that is create the space for Prime Ministers to reposition in the event that that proves necessary. That is very obviously happening. That has triggered a conversation across the government. And as my good friend Peter Lewis from Essential Media said earlier this week, Labor's sort of in that exquisite dilemma now. What's the worst? What's the worst decision to make, to keep the promise or break it? So it's sort of, that's what we see playing out at the moment. I'm not sure whether, you know, the rubber will hit the road on this in the October budget, which is closing in fast, or in May. I think probably, knowing the Prime Minister, he's probably got a landing point in mind. But there's also a genuine split in Labor for obvious reasons, because the new government set a great store on keeping election promises. Look, I mean, you know, this is bad policy. Labor shouldn't have signed up to it. Labor signed up to it because they were concerned that they would not win the election if they didn't. Circumstances have changed demonstrably. At least some circumstances have changed. Bridget Archer in The Guardian this morning says when circumstances change, sensible people change their minds. And, you know, the government's basically wondering whether it can, I think, in full public view.
We've only literally got 30 seconds, but Prime Minister Sogavare is coming today. That's a pretty important visit.
Yep. Well, we can keep this real simple. The real politic of this is obvious. There's a fierce competition for influence in the region, and Australia wants to win the competition, and that's why we have a guest today.
Yeah, that's beautifully done. Catherine Murphy, lovely to have you back.
No worries.
That's The Guardian's political editor, Catherine Murphy. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.